We're continuing the shiur in Sichos Haran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, paragraph Yud Dalet, 14. Rabbi Nazal said, "I very much envy a real religious person because he appears like anybody else. You see him walking in the street, he's got a body like anybody else, he's got the same intestines and hands and feet like anybody else, but in reality, he's something completely different because a truly religious person is very precious." And Rabbi Nazal said, "Ashrei loy, how fortunate is a person who zocha to be like that." And this is a very important statement. This is tied into what Rabbi Nazal discusses in chapter 116 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nazal said that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, when he visited Eretz Yisrael, some of the great rabbis there who had come from different countries and moved to Eretz Yisrael told him that before they arrived, before they came to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't imagine that Eretz Yisrael exists in this world. Based on what they had learned in the Gemara and Sifrei Kabbalah and other places about how holy Eretz Yisrael is and how special it is, they figured that it's got to be on some other planet. It can't be part of the earth. And it came to them in a sense as a surprise that it is on earth. And not only that, but when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you see a lot of similarities on a physical level between Eretz Yisrael and any other country. And Rabbi Nazal said, the fact is that it's true. Eretz Yisrael is physically similar to other countries. It has earth and white sand, more white. And wow, persons say this is only in Israel. They haven't been around the world. If they go around the world, they'll see there are other places we have this white sand also. That's not what sets Eretz Yisrael apart. And yet, Eretz Yisrael is incredibly, incredibly holy and something completely different than any other part of the world. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbi Nazal told us this because this is something that a Jew really needs to know to set them straight about a very important issue. Because there are many people that make a mistake. They think that you need to be able to recognize a tzaddik, that when you see a tzaddik, he's got to look completely different. You got to see a glow in his eyes. You have to see his forehead shining, or different things that people conjure up images in their mind of what their perception is of what a tzaddik is supposed to look like, or what a holy shul is supposed to look like, or something like that. And they think that a tzaddik should be moving, the way he moves his hands should be something completely different from what other people do. Whereas Rabbi Nazal said, in reality, that's not true. A tzaddik could look, his physical appearance could be like anybody else, nothing different. And yet, he is completely, completely different from other people in his true accomplishments and in his devotion to Hashem and his connection to Hashem. Rabbi Nazal commented about Eretz Yisrael that we know the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Truma that the sky of Eretz Yisrael is different than other countries, than other places in the world. And again, Rabbi Nazal said about that even, that on a physical level, a person could look up at the sky and say, "I don't see a difference. Show me a difference. I'll take a picture. I'll take a photograph here. I'll show you a photograph another place. Here the sky is blue. I'll show you the sky is blue over there also." But Rabbi Nazal said, still, to a person who really believes in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, that person will be able to see a little bit and feel the difference. And yet, you need to know that this is one of the tests. One of the tests is that we are in an olam hasheker, we're in a world of falseness, and within this world, on the surface, on a certain level, a person can't necessarily see a clear difference between Kiddusha and the opposite. It's only if a person will look much more carefully, they'll look inside, they'll look past the surface, they'll be able to see that they're worlds apart. As part of the Sicha, Rabbi Nazal commented also that the most important thing is Ratzon, desire, kisufin, yearning, that a person should want to do the right thing. A person should want to come close to Hashem. Even though Rabbi Nazal tells us in chapter 66 in Likut Imran that a real religious Jew doesn't just satisfy himself with wanting. He doesn't just want, he does it. He doesn't just want to learn, he learns. He doesn't just want to go to shul, he goes to shul. He does the mitzvahs, which is extremely important. It's extremely important for a person to take things from thought, from desire into action, because even though we know the Gemara says in the Dorim, page 27, that oines rachmona patre, that if due to extenuating circumstances, a person is not able to fulfill a certain mitzvah, they're not able to accomplish a certain thing, Hashem exempts that person. Hashem doesn't hold a person liable or responsible for something that they couldn't do. But still, Rabbi Nazal said, that's fine for a person who's just looking to fulfill his obligations. I'm required to do this, I'm required to do that. If I can't do it, so I get credit as if I did. You know, that's on the checks and balances. But a person who really loves Hashem and really respects Hashem isn't in it for obligation. He isn't in it just to fulfill obligations. He wants the mitzvah. Don't tell me that I get credit as if I did it. I want to do it. I want to please Hashem. I want to do things that Hashem is going to enjoy. I don't want Hashem to say, I understand you're not feeling so well, so just stay home and relax. I don't want to stay home. I want to go to shul. I want to go to yeshiva. I want to learn that kind of thing. And still, on the other hand, Rabbi Nazal says, it's good that a person knows both, that the desire to do good should grow and get to its highest peak that it possibly can. And when a person can, to make sure they actually bring the desire into action. But when they can't, for the person to know that the desire itself is something extremely important, special, that Hashem gets tremendous nachas from that. I believe we mentioned this before, but I came across it recently again, and it's worth mentioning, that Rabbi Nazal had two mechutanim, two consuegros, and one of them, for 40 years, was praying and talking about going to Eretz Yisrael, how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. The other one heard about this and said, this guy's talking and talking, if you really want to go to Eretz Yisrael, you buy a ticket on a boat and you go. Rabbi Nazal heard what they both said, and Rabbi Nazal smiled, and he said, the one who's been yearning for 40 years and saying he really wants, he'll be in Eretz Yisrael. The other one who said, you just buy a ticket, he didn't want to say, Rabbi Nazal didn't want to say, but that person never made it to Eretz Yisrael. So again, we see how important it is, until a person is able to achieve, to accomplish a certain goal, whether it's getting married, whether it's getting to Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, person says, I want to do this. I want to do the right thing. I want to fulfill this mitzvah. I want to have children. I'm yearning that rutzain, if it's proper, Hashem will definitely help that person to bring it into action.